I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Did I mention it was Friday? Because it is all day. Thank you. I wanted some celebratory sound effects. That's what I was looking for. A little more Maria. Give me one more Maria. The mothers and the fathers.
Get in here first. Have a great Friday, you mother.
415, I'm with you. They write in. This Tahoe story better finish with a topless pillow fight. No. It ends with tears, a Kleenex box, and bonded.
Yep.
By bad outfits.
Yeah. Oh, God. I think you mean beautiful. Beautiful, really? early 20th century fashion. Gorgeous. Gotta love Downton Abbey. It's so good. Can't wait to find out how Lady Mary and Lady Edith are doing. Oh, God. Some people are winners and some not so much. And some people just throw it. I don't know. Find out who will be the winner of this trivia battle with Vinny and V. Hale in the 9 o'clock hour today. That's right. V. Hale is joining us for trivia and then she's going to hang out for today's secret show. So we're very excited. It's going to be a great Friday. Already feels like it. It's in the air. Had a great sunrise, and here we are. And congratulations are going out to the lady I thought was maybe like 6 months pregnant. Well, she wasn't. She was all the way pregnant, and she had her baby. I really feel like we just got those first pictures of her, Rihanna. But those were in January. So Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, they welcomed their baby on Friday the 13th, last Friday, a week ago. In L.A. I don't have a name for the baby. That hasn't been revealed yet. According to TMZ, it's a boy. However, no one is confirming this. So that's her in January, which I guess would have made her about 5 months. I don't know. It just, honest to God, if you had asked me when I saw that picture, I would have said, I don't know, a month ago. Mm-hmm. But okay. Time is weird these days. So Rihanna has welcomed a baby, possibly a boy, whatever. And neither Rihanna or ASAP has, nor ASAP has yet to confirm the reports that it's a boy. But she's doing well. There's some source who says, Rihanna's doing well. They are very excited to be parents. Rihanna is already a wonderful mom. Oh. Week one, nobody's put the batteries in yet, so... after the news broke yesterday that the baby had arrived last week, Chris Brown, the guy who bit her and beat her up and stuff,
right.
That guy, yeah.
The ex.
He congratulated her on his Instagram story. He didn't do it by name, but he put the emojis of a red heart, prayer hands, and a pregnant woman. He didn't tag her by name, but it's fairly obvious. That news had just broken and he wanted to say congrats. They dated from 07 till 09 when he attacked her. And then they got back together from 2012 to 2013. So,
well, that's neat. Good for them. I know that anyone who goes through that, whether, you know, whatever your partnership, marriage, whatever, it's a crazy time in your life where everything drops out of the world and it's just this baby now and everyone's just trying to get the baby out of mom safely without mom being hurt or the baby being hurt. And it can be, well, no, it is all consuming. Like that moment takes over. You leave work, you leave everything behind and just, just try to get that job done. And
it really does reorganize your priorities
forevermore.
It's a, you're right. It's actually, in its own way, it is a beautiful reminder of what life is and where things rank and what you really need to be worried or concerned about. It really takes the focus off you.
Yeah, it is intense. And I remember
my life's not about me anymore. That's
with
weird.
With our second that the there were some complications with mom. Nothing, you know, I don't think her life was at risk. I hope not, but it was dangerous. Like, there was a moment where they were like, all right, they got the baby out. They hand the baby to me.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
And then they wheel mom out and it goes from this chaos and this noise and the baby and now I'm sitting there all alone in a room and everyone's left. They've wheeled mom down to another, like, to surgery or wherever. And it was like with the placenta. Like,
yeah,
the
placenta, yeah.
Something.
It wouldn't detach or it was.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
was
yeah.
Something going on with it.
So anyway, it was just, but the quiet that I went from
chaos
crazy to absolute quiet. And I thought, should I be here alone with this thing? Yeah. I don't know if I shouldn't. Someone help.
It wasn't your first baby. You're
help!
You
no it. One came. I was
well, you don't want to yell too loud. You want to keep the kid quiet too.
I was looking for the help button, but they wheeled the whole bed out. They didn't. I was just there.
She was
alone
in a to-go box the whole time. She didn't realize
everything left with her. I just sat there except the baby.
Right.
Crazy. Anyway, congratulations,
well,
Brianna.
I guess you have to know that the baby's fine if they don't have the team in there working on the baby and your wife is gone. So if they're like, yeah, but it looks good, give it to the dad. We got to get this lady into wherever we're bringing her.
Intense.
Yikes. It is, I will say, though, that, and people don't have babies in hospitals all the time, that it is actually normal. And for millennia, that's how we had babies. There weren't hospitals in modern medicine. But there is something so intensely comforting about a team that when things go wrong, and they do, I mean, things go crazy in there. My second kid was born with the cord around his neck. I mean, it was get that kid out now. And then the pediatric team comes in and they know exactly what they're doing. Like, it's really comforting that if something goes wrong, there are experts on hand to step in and go, we got this. Everybody stay calm. Okay, next story. Whew, I actually got all verklempt there for a second. Whoa.
It's intense. I mean, you report that, and I can go there in my head. I'm thinking, man, that's a heavy stuff. Good for them. Congratulations.
Johnny Depp's defamation case.
Yeah.
He is suing his ex-wife, Amber Heard, for $50 million for defaming him in an op-ed piece that she wrote a few years back, where she didn't even reference him by name, but she said that she was the victim of physical and sexual abuse. She's countersuing for $100 million, saying, screw you. I have no reason to ask for $100 million, but that's the number I've come up with. I'm sure she has some reason. Johnny Depp's case hinges on whether or not this piece she wrote destroyed his career. That's what he's trying to prove here. So now some witnesses for the defense are taking the stand, and one of them is Johnny's former agent, Tracy Jacobs. Is this the audio you have, or do you have the Disney execs stuff?
I have this one, yeah.
Okay, so this lady's name is Tracy Jacobs, and she testified he went from the biggest star in the world to a liability.
It starts with the judge.
As of the time that you were terminated by Mr. Depp in October 2016... did you still believe that Mr. Depp was the greatest movie star in the world?
No, because his star had dimmed due to it getting harder to get him jobs, given the reputation that he had acquired due to his lateness. And the question was out there about his behavior.
Would that behavior include alcohol and drug use?
Yes. Initially.
Can you pause it for a second? You said that was the judge? That sounds like a lawyer. That's a lawyer, right?
Sorry,
okay.
Yeah,
I was like, why is the judge leading the witness? Okay. Go ahead. Keep rolling.
Cruise loved him because he was always so great with the crew. But crews don't love sitting around for hours and hours
and hours waiting for the star of the movie to show up. And it also got around town. I mean, people talk, it's a small community, and it made people reluctant to use him.
Yikes. The jury also heard from a Disney exec who testified that Amber's column had nothing to do with their decision to make a new Pirates of the Caribbean without Johnny, which I didn't even know there was one without him. I had no idea.
Have they made it yet?
This is the first
I don't know that they've made
that
yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the pandemic.
Although then
right
again, I honestly haven't seen any of the Pirates movies.
Oh, really?
Not one.
The first one. Actually, my kids love those, so they might be good for your kids. They're very exciting, and there's love stories in them and stuff, so the girls might like it. And the first one is, I think it's epic. I've seen it 10 times.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's with Keira Knightley and the guy who's married to Katy Perry. What's his name?
Orlando Bloom.
That's him. Yeah, and of course Johnny Depp's in it. They're all good. I fell off after the third one. I didn't like the third one. Anyway, this Disney exec said it had to do with this guy's issues. He has issues. He was unreliable at best, and at times not great. And this column had nothing to do with our decision making on whether or not he was going to continue in that role. So not a great day for him. To have someone who worked closely with him and then the movie studio themselves, I would think that they, why would they lie? Or are they on anybody's side, really?
This, unfortunately, I think no one's going to win from this. And in the end, it's just sad that whether she was abused or not, now there's a ton of people out there who just think she's a liar. And whether he did
or not, everybody's
out there looking at him like just a sad sack, druggy, former star who's not going to do any more movies, really.
I know.
I mean, it just,
time will tell.
Somewhere in his head, he must have thought, because I don't think he's actually yes, I think they're trying to prove her story torpedoed his future job prospects. I also think he just wants to win in the public court of public opinion, because I don't think they can actually say that story stopped you from getting work. He had to have known that he's been late to work a bunch of times because of his drinking and drugging.
Yes. I mean,
so
right.
He had to know what they were going to say when they were called on the stand. Like, do you think that any of what they said shocked him?
I can't see how it did. Although sometimes people are very self-deluded. Like, they really think that they're special. And I mean, because they're important, he's clearly important to a film. And the people around him, yes, him all the time, because they want to continue to be around him. The people who say no, they go away. I don't, maybe he's that delusional. And he really thought, I don't know. But either way, you're right. Nobody wins in this. They both just wind up looking questionable. I just feel like, the hell with both of them. Next. Oh, geez. Look at the damn time. How does this happen? Show Vinny the picture. I want these teeth. This is the first time I've seen a grill that I'm like, I'd wear that. Justin Bieber has custom diamond grills with all studded with tiny little diamonds. They're so shiny. His teeth look so great. They say they start at about $600 a tooth, like 12 grand for about 20 teeth.
I can barely tell. They look shiny. You know what they look? They look shiny white, but I guess that's... Oh, now I see it as they get closer. Yeah, those are
as
diamonds.
You get closer. Right. And you can get, you can get those ones that they make in a lab for cheap, and then if you want real diamonds.
You can't eat with those, though, right?
I mean, wouldn't you have to take them out? It does seem like it. I don't know. Bryn, you tell me. What do I know about it? Jeez. Yeah. You know someone who has a grill and can't even talk anymore when he's got
my cousin
has
a grill.
Hey, God, how are you doing?
And it affects his speech a little bit, which I thought was kind of funny, too.
Like, yeah, I'll get a grill and I'll be like, good morning, everyone. It's out 973.
Those words for fashion. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, listen, I want shiny teeth. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Influencers make the news. The most expensive car ever
And
with LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
More after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. I want to remind you that, you know, the weekend is here. And we have lots of things that happen on the weekend here at the Alice. We got the Saturday morning special, Sarah and Vinny. And on Sundays, the acoustic sunrise. Make sure you listen to Alice to hear the wonderful Harry Styles co-hosting the acoustic sunrise this Sunday. We're going to play his new record coming up in the 8 o'clock brand new music right here on Alice.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Camp Galileo. Enrollment is now open for a summer of fun at 30-plus Bay Area locations. I'm sending my kid. Bryn's sending his kid. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. Check it out. Go to galileo-camps.com. That's galileo-camps.com to enroll your child today. All right, here's what's happening. We'll begin with the weather. Slightly cooler today. It was a hot one yesterday, and I should probably mention there's some windy conditions and some red flag warnings, and we're pretty much now in fire season through the whole summer. So that's just our new reality. So let's try to be more careful with our cigarette butts and whatever else.
We should always be careful with those.
We might be up
whatever
to.
Else we might be up to.
because fire season's now all summer long.
Yeah, so. It feels like it's all year round. Just be careful, you guys. This place burns easily. It's very flammable, the state of California.
Put that cigarette butt in your pocket.
Yeah.
How about that?
Sure. Like it.
You know when you used to smoke regular, real cigarettes?
Yes.
Were you able to roll it into your mouth and then roll it back out without it going out?
No.
Oh, you couldn't do that trick?
No. You can do that?
No, God, no. And I wouldn't want to try
it. It's those people that can make a clamp out of their tongue. You ever see those people? They can do a ripple in the front of their tongue.
Just, my friend John Curta could do it.
And I think fold it, but
I actually think he just practiced it. I don't know. Like, I think he just said, screw it. I'm learning that trick.
It does. It seems like something that you shouldn't bother with because, honestly, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
I guess the mouth heals fast, so maybe he wasn't that concerned. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You never seen anybody do that? They'll take a cigarette, they've got it in their mouth, and then like the cop comes up to them like in a movie or something, and they go, "Hop."
The truancy guard in high school or something.
Sure.
So they hide it.
They
roll it
police.
Into their mouth, still lit, and then close their mouth. And then when the person walks away, they roll it out of their mouth.
And all the smoke escapes, right?
Whoa.
No?
That's advanced. No, I've never seen that.
Look that up. Find a video of that and show it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No. We've never talked about this. And it is a thing. Everybody knew that person growing up who could do that.
I could do some smoke rings or whatever, but I wasn't about to try and roll the thing into my mouth.
I didn't even like you ever, you know, when you would smoke a joint and someone would put it backwards into their mouth and shotgun you the they'd blow through the thing.
Yeah, I've done that
before. No. Yeah, I've done that, but I actually feel like I was so scared having the ember in my mouth that I would like, I'll take a shotgun from somebody, but I'm not going to give
you
one.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
No, I didn't do that. Anyway, slightly cooler today. That's the good news, everyone. Still a little wind and still
like
some
it.
Fire warnings, so keep that in mind. Warriors play tonight at 6 o'clock.
Leading the series.
It's game two of the Western Conference Finals. We're up 1-0, and Boston got a win in Miami.
Well, that's good.
It's not good for Miami. You're supposed to defend your home court, and they didn't. So it's a split as they leave Miami and head back to Boston.
I like
it. Last night's score, 127 to 102. Okay, I got to do this story first. It's not the most important, but I only work on the computer now. Bryn has taken my papers away, and I swear this story wants to crash my computer.
Oh.
So we start with, on Friday, May 20th, that's today, the newly renovated Ghirardelli Chocolate Experience store at San Francisco's Ghirardelli Square will finally be unveiled to the public.
Oh.
It's a new space designed by the company that designed Apple's retail stores.
Oh.
So they've really gone all out. And on top of that, they plan to give away, let me see, it's the first 170 customers at the new Chocolate Experience store. On Friday, today, we'll receive a free hot fudge sundae. The ribbon cutting ceremony is scheduled to begin at 11:30. And I don't have any more details, but I thought that's kind of fun and kind of a neat thing. And I know people like to do stuff.
Yeah. And look, I like, is this a factory tour still? Like, are we going to get to see them making, or this is, because this sounds retail-y, as you're saying.
It's a retail store, but I don't know what, you know what I mean? Like, I sort of thought, oh, that's a neat thing people might want to hear about. And then the thing started trying to crash my computer. And I'm like, oh, this story can't get off my computer fast enough.
Right. So, I hate when they load up all these different ads and videos. Pop-ups. Hey, so this is at the Ghirardelli Square location, the big tower all the big sign.
In Ghirardelli Square, yes.
How long they've been working on this? I feel
no
like
idea.
I've walked by that place a million times and never really been able to go in. I don't know what's, this is so, I'm actually super excited. I don't care about a free sundae. I'm not going to wait in some line to get a free sundae.
But you like a sundae?
Yes.
Okay, well.
I do.
Some people do care about a freebie, and that's why I wanted them to know.
Yeah.
This is the day.
I'll go there when it's less crowded, I guess.
170 free sundaes. I don't think that'll go that fast, do you?
Yes.
Oh, everybody says yes.
I think that they're going to be scooping the crap, and they're going to have sore arms at the end of the day scooping all that ice cream.
Oh.
It's a weird number, 170.
Well.
Why not 200? Why not 150?
They've figured out how much ice cream 170 is, and when the guy said 200, they went, "Are you crazy?
Those are
gigantic
too."
We're already giving away 3 buckets of, or 5 buckets of, I don't know how many buckets.
Oh, that's lovely space. They have a sundae bar, it looks like, where you can pull up a stool, and then it's almost like the opposite of the Apple retail space. It's all warm and wood and brick.
Yeah.
And lots of nice places to sit.
You know what I thought was neat about this story?
Beautiful.
Look, everybody's got their own experiences, and we don't even, in our family, we don't even go for ice cream anymore because we've got someone with dietary restrictions. But I used to love, when I was a kid, my dad or mom would take us to the 31 flavors. And as you get older, you look back at those little trips to the ice cream store and you go, man, that's family right there.
Yeah.
Those are the times, the little trips. And so I would like to think the people of San Francisco will make this a ritual for their family, upcoming families. And it'll be.
It is. It's nice. Those
great
little,
memories
those
for
little
them.
Family traditions. They're lovely.
Mercedes-Benz confirmed yesterday, it recently sold the world's most expensive car.
Oh.
A very rare 1955 Mercedes-Benz SLR Coupe. Bryn, your dad just missed this one. Sold for $142 million.
$142 million bucks for a car.
for a car.
Wow.
They say this car has been kept in Mercedes-Benz collection.
Oh, it's, oh.
So it's one of their own. I don't know if they just build it and then drive it down to the museum, you know, down the street from the factory. I don't know how that works, but they definitely have their own collection, and this was sold for $142 million.
That looks like what they imagined the space age would look like in the 50s. It's all
awesome.
Rounded. It looks like almost like a Batmobile, like a silver Batmobile.
So
it's really cool.
Rad.
It looks like a little rocket. I love it. I think it's too much money, but I love it.
The previous record sale price for a car was $70 million paid in 2018 for a 63 Ferrari 250 GTO.
Oh, this basically doubles that. What'd you say? 147 million?
142.
Oh. Yeah, this is, it's beaut. It's a beaut. If you can, how do you get in? How do you get in that car?
I believe it's a gull wing.
Upwards. Mm-hmm.
It's, so you have to step exactly. over the side?
Yeah.
Must be really low. Yeah.
This
Must
was,
be lower
so
than
this
I think.
Car was a race car. This was from back in the day. Mercedes was racing cars at one point. I don't think they do anymore.
God, that car is awesome.
It's so cool.
It's so future. I love it. It's like, you remember Tomorrowland at Disney?
Yeah.
Where you'd go in and it was like the home of tomorrow and that's the car of tomorrow. That is a beautiful car. What a car. Put a picture of that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Their racing cars from the 30s and 50s are really rare, and the fact that this one is in perfect condition.
Does it have 0 miles on it too?
I don't know. It doesn't say zero or 25 or 50. Either way, $142 million for that Mercedes Benz.
Damn.
Sorry, your dad missed it, Bryn. Or
some
did he?
Rich guy's toy.
Yeah, bumped out.
Was he bidding on that quietly?
Yeah.
From the back room at your house or something?
Yeah. Was he one of those phone call bidders?
Yes.
All right. Go to 141. I can't do any more than that.
My wife just bought another Tesla, so we're out of dough. Dang it. An influencer is being investigated over a claim she started a forest fire to make her most recent TikTok dance video look great.
Oh, no.
This was in Pakistan.
Oh.
So I guess I just, for whatever reason, expect social media stupidity to be exclusive to America.
Yeah, it turns out all young people are stupid. Okay, mm-hmm. Go on.
Police report is said to have been filed over a video in which this lady dances by a forest fire. Her name is Humaira Ashgar. She's known as Dolly online, and she's sparked outrage as she's walking and dancing around this forest fire. It's there. That's the picture of it.
It's like it's racing up the hill behind her, mm-hmm. So it's sort of diagonally going through the picture, and she's
The video was filmed in Pakistan, which along with India has been hit by a deadly heat wave. And in the middle of all that, this lady decided to entertain her 11.5 million TikTok followers with a fire dance. And the quote, "Fire erupts wherever I am.
Especially when I bring my matches."
Right.
She's
in trouble.
Lovely.
She should be.
Yeah.
Oh, she's lovely. But what are you doing? You're starting a fire?
I'm just saying it is actually visually riveting.
She's trying to make it look like it's following her, right?
Uh-huh. Very movie-like.
Yeah. It's weird. She's really more just walking, and it's this weird kind of grayed out bell-shaped dress. Yeah,
whatever.
It's lovely, I guess.
She's experiencing backlash at the moment because
that's weird.
Even though her followers love her, they can't believe she started a fire.
Yeah.
Well, I thought this was kind of exclusive to America, but
Merca.
They're in Pakistan starting fires for a post.
Fire.
I wonder if it's worth it.
Usually things online aren't worth it in the end.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not. There's no...
Because now you have to outdo that. Like, even for the momentary success of your hill on fire girl, you've got to up that. When you start lighting things on fire, haven't you really come to the end of the ideas that you have to influence people with?
Absolutely.
Now you're influencing right. people to light the town on fire. Come on. Stop.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast facts. Pakistan.
Oh, we were just there.
Yeah. Is actually an acronym. It
really?
Stands for Punjab, Afghan border states, Kashmir, Sindh, and Balochistan.
Okay.
And translates to the land of the pure.
Ah, Pakistan, the land of the pure.
Okay, well, there's some stuff missing in there, but, you know, whatever. That's where Pakistan comes from.
All right.
It's an acronym.
Well, now we know.
Right. Colt 45 malt liquor isn't named after the 45 caliber Colt handgun. It was named after a running back on the Baltimore Colts in 1963. His name was Jerry Hill, and he wore number 45.
Oh.
How do you like that?
Maybe, but did, okay. I. Which came first, the number 45 on the Colts, or?
I want to say that I never really drank Colt 45, but isn't there a blue Colt on the logo of the bottle?
I don't know.
Like a horsey.
I'm just wondering when the gun was invented, like if it was if it was already a thing, and then the Colts.
Oh, it had to be. By that time, by 63, and then, sure.
If you joined the team, the Colts, wouldn't you want the number 45 on your jacket?
Oh, I guess you would. Sure. Is there a horsey?
Jersey.
Oh, it's a red horsey.
It is a red. It's a horse, but it does have the logo, the lucky horseshoe there. Okay,
there
Colt
you go.
45. Sure. Well, now I know.
That stuff's not good, by the way. I mean,
I don't know about it.
Malt Never liquor. Had a Colt 45?
No. Was Schlitz of malt liquor? My dad used to drink Schlitz, and
Schlitz wasn't malt liquor, no. Okay. Malt liquor is like.
What was it?
Just a lager? Old English 800.
No.
Right?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you do. That was in all the rap songs at 8-Ball. Come on, Easy E.
I am not listening to rap. I don't know if you've just met me or, you know, but I'm not a person who knows. You know, I know that one song from the Sugar Hill Gang,
Sarah.
And that's the extent of my rap knowledge. Oh, and Brenda's Got a Baby by Tupac. I love that song. That's it for me.
All right, fine. Pharrell's first hit song was Rump Shaker by Rex and Effects in 1992. He co-wrote the lyrics when he was 19. Way back then, he looked exactly like he looks now, they say here. But I guess because he looks young. Is that the joke? But sorry, I didn't mean to read that part. Oh, Rump Shaker, okay.
How does
Pharrell's
Rump Shaker?
First big hit when he was 19 years old.
I'm not sure I know Rump Shaker.
I know Rex and Effects. That was another rap band from way back that
So that's why I don't know them.
Yeah,
I do know this song. I don't, of course I know this song. This is Pharrell, huh? Well, Pharrell's in the...
He wrote it.
I see. Wow,
he wrote it. So, there you go. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 1852, Ghirardelli opens at Kearney and Washington Street, its first confectionery shop.
Oh.
Okay, that's from 415.
Been around forever.
Okay. You guys should go to Ghirardelli's. You're so close. You could be first in line. Sarah doesn't get free ice cream, she said.
I don't get free ice cream. I don't know. I don't need it that bad that I'm going to go wait in a throng. I mean, COVID.
Oh, this is important. 510 says, hey, Vin, the Warriors game is at 6, which I've already mentioned, but they also say that the Giants play at 7:15.
Uh-oh.
People are advised to get there early because of the amount of people coming into the area.
Oh.
And take public transport, too.
Yeah. And by the way, I will see you at the Giants game tomorrow, everybody.
Oh, you're going tomorrow night,
what?
Huh?
How no, exciting. Tomorrow daytime. I don't
daytime.
Do stuff at night.
Right.
I never go out at night. That doesn't happen.
That's
I'm not
best.
A nighttime guy. You know what happens at night? Nothing good for me. I'm home. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see here. Expensive art and the rich guy who could afford it.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.